Hey everyone, it's Bubba, back with another episode. First off, if you aren't already, please subscribe, that way you never miss a piece of positivity. And a huge thank you to everyone who listens, I really appreciate it. And with that being said, let's jump right into it. So, for this podcast episode, we're going to be talking about what are your goals. So that's pretty cheesy from what we talked about yesterday. But I would just kind of like to break it down a little simpler. And go ahead and just let you guys in on my goals. So one of my top goals is to graduate college. So right now I am so close to being done. I have about 8 or 9 classes I have to still take. And I'm only taking so many at a time just so that I don't keep getting overwhelmed. So that is my first goal. Next, I'd like to start serving more at my church. I felt like last year I was so consumed with college and just working that I wasn't really able to serve at my church, and so this year I want to make that a goal. I would like to read 3 books this year. So when I was in high school and even middle school, I was like an extreme reader. I would read for days, and it was probably because we didn't have technology or anything fancy like that, like as easy accessible like we do now. When I was younger, I didn't have a laptop and all that, a TV in my room, all that nonsense to keep me distracted. So I just want to go back to doing that. So this year I have bought I bought a few books, and I even got one for Christmas that I started reading. So right now I'm reading one by Delilah, a famous radio host on At Night, and it's been really good. Like, I am learning so much about her, her family, her beliefs, her way of life. She's probably one of my most biggest inspiration pieces in starting this whole podcast and just in life too. She's just a really awesome person. And so I wanted to go ahead and read her book. It's about one of her sons who actually committed suicide about 2 years ago. And it is deep. She doesn't hold anything back. And then after that, I'll probably read a couple romance novels, y'all already know. So yeah, I wanted to start small so that way I can just start building it up. And if I get 3, awesome. Then I'll move on to 4 or 5 or whatever. Next, of course, like everybody else, I would like to weigh 10 pounds less than what I weigh now. I would like to weigh what I weighed when I first started high school. So I'll just tell you guys, I'm at 145 right now. I would like to get down to 135. And so, I've been working out consistently. There's been a couple of times where I've missed a few days in a row or whatever, and I have to like force myself to get back in there. But yeah, just something simple like everybody else. And, as of yesterday, I was at 144, so I'm doing good, slowly but surely. And just incorporating healthy habits in my day, drinking water. If you guys can't tell, I think I'm getting sick right now, so it's like all bleh. But like just drinking water, eating a lot more fresh stuff, less sugar, all that good stuff. So yeah, I've been just doing simple things like that. Those aren't necessarily goals, but they're kind of just stuff that I want to build into my daily routine so that it just becomes who I am. I generally eat pretty healthy. There's some times where I like to pig out, go get me some nacho fries from Taco Bell, or even, you know, gummies after work. But lately I haven't been doing so bad, so. And then the last goal for me was to start volunteering. So I understand that start serving at your church is one thing, but I want to start volunteering somewhere in the community. I've filled out a couple packets to start volunteering at like animal shelters and hospitals. You guys already know I'm always looking for an opportunity to grow and kind of just get to know more people. But I feel like I'm young enough to start volunteering. I don't have any major priorities besides work and school. I don't have a family, I don't have a husband, I don't have any of that. So I feel like I should be using my time wisely and volunteering and, you know, making a difference in other people's lives. With that being said, if you do have a family and you do have a wife or a husband and kids, I highly encourage that you do this with them, because For my family, we always, when we did something or volunteered, it was like one of the funnest experiences when we all got to do it together, because just being able to see each of my siblings' different personalities and the way they work and, you know, hanging out with my parents was always awesome, and it just really did bring us closer together. So I would highly, highly, highly recommend that. And with all these goals being set, I really want to know your guys' goals, so if you wouldn't mind sending them to me on Instagram, you know, Twitter, all of that, and just kind of talking about our goals and why we set goals and what's the point of setting goals, you know, kind of just get to know each other on that better level. I think it's really important that we set goals each year. You know, everybody's going to say, oh, set goals so that that way you can, you know, be your best self, but really sticking to your goals, that is the hardest part. I heard something like 80% of people don't stick with their goals. And I'll say I've been doing pretty good so far. You know, I'm still taking classes. I have been reading one book, slowly going to the gym, and volunteering has been taking some time because of just the way you got to do the process and everything, and they got to know you're legit. But if there's goals that you guys have always wanted to do, I seriously say start doing them now, because you never know what could happen in the future with, you know, volunteering, reading a book, or doing whatever your goal is. Because, like, who knows, maybe you could get a job opportunity with volunteering, maybe you can learn something new from reading a book. But yeah, that's just kind of my thought on the whole goals thing. Those are my goals. I don't know, I feel like it's really important to set goals and kind of establish new habits and stuff like that, so that that way you can carry them on to the next year and actually look back at yourself and say you accomplished something. And like, one of my most recent goals obviously is podcasting every single day, but I think that's more of a dream than a goal. Like, obviously getting up and doing the actual podcast every single day is the goal, but the bigger picture and the dream part of it is doing the podcast and why we're doing it. So I felt like these two episodes go really great together, hand in hand. Sorry for all the background noise. Alan's over today. We're about to go to the ranch. My parents just bought a ranch, so we're about to go and start helping set up and clean up and do all that fun stuff. And yeah, but I'm serious, guys. I really want to hear your goals. If you guys want to go ahead and let me know some of them, and kind of just talk about them and why we should set goals, and what are some reasonable goals for you? Because maybe volunteering is not one for you. Maybe reading, you aren't, like, hate books. But maybe doing something else. Finding something that you're interested in and getting better at it. Alright, guys. Now, if you guys aren't already and you'd like to see more of my life, go ahead and feel free to follow me on any social media. I'm on Instagram at @bubblybubba_ and Twitter at @bubblybubba. Well, thanks again for listening to another episode, and I hope these small pieces of positivity and questions are helpful for you in your journey. And again, if you guys have any questions or would like to talk, feel free to hit me up on social media. Most importantly, guys, don't forget, stay positive. Bye, y'all.